You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
On Tuesday night, Totten faced arch rivals Scholing in the Southern League Challenge Cup.
In swinging free kick from Ethan Taylor. Williams is there, and it's a good save.
It's a brilliant save from Deacon. Snap low to his right. Brilliant header from Williams. Scholing were very nearly one behind.
And that is half-time. It's a stalemate at the moment in this big derby. A lot of attacking intent, but still no goals. It's Scholing FC 0, AFC Totten 0.
You can see that. Oh, wow.
And from nothing, the keeper had the ball. Williams steals the ball off him and tucks it away. And out of absolutely nothing, Brett Williams has given Totten a one-goal lead.
Well, this is why, you know, having a striker in form is always good, because they're sensing those opportunities. It's that poacher's instinct, isn't it? The second there's a loose touch or an errant pass on it like a flash and it's in the back of the net before they even know what's happened.
Stuart Green with the ball into the box. A clearance from Olamiwa is straight to the feet of Whiteley, and he tucks it away, blasts it past Lewis Noyce, and Scholing are level. It's Scholing FC 1, AFC Totten 1. And that header has made it to Ethan Taylor, and he flicks it over the goalkeeper. And that is a superb finish there.
Well, the game wasn't level for very long. Deacon began to come for it and then realised he was in no man's land. And it's a delightful clip over the top, just curled up there, just dinked it over him. Nothing that Deacon could do. Brilliant once more from Taylor.
And it looks like there was a handball there, and it will be a free kick for Totten. Jack Hoey standing over this free kick. We have seen him tuck away a free kick. He did it at Cinderford Town. Williams goes and stands by the wall. It's Jack Hoey. He looks to curl it. Oh, what a save. And on the follow-up, Jordan Reggett blasts it past Deacon in the Scholing goal to give Totten a two-goal lead now. Good header from Williams. Flicks it on there. Shaq gives it out to Reggett. Gets the shot away. Off the post and in. The confidence of the man. Jordan Reggett with his second goal of the night and the fourth for the away side.
The free-scoring Stags are back, Doug.
And that is full-time. The final score is Scholing FC 1, AFC Totten 4.
So the Stags sailed off with victory. And today they renew their battle with Barnstable Town just 7 days after facing them in the FA Trophy. But this time, crucial league points are up for grabs as AFC Tottenham look to continue their impressive start to the season. Good afternoon and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Tottenham's matches. I am Doug Webber and welcome to Devon, a cloudy Devon. But I'm not here on my own. I'm joined by a debutant to Stags Radio. Welcome to Stags Radio, Tony Croft, the financial director of AFC Tottenham. How are you doing, Tony?
Yes, good afternoon, Doug, and good afternoon, everyone. Yes, a bit of a shock to, be dragged into this sort of situation this afternoon. I was looking forward to watching the game, nice, peace, quiet, in the serenity of the North Devon. But I've now got a debut.
Oh, well, no, but that's fine. You're not on the pitch making your debut. You're making your debut on the Stags Radio. It's much less pressure.
I don't know about that.
But no, thank you for agreeing to join me live on the radio. Look, we've come all the way down to Barnstable. It's no mean feat just making it here. It's quite a journey, isn't it?
It is indeed. And today there was, I don't know which routes everyone went. I know the A303 was shut to parts. I did the A35 and we had three broken down vehicles, one accident, two cows crossing the road, but we've managed to get here in time, so that's good.
Yeah, we avoided all the tractors on our route.
I never saw a tractor, to be fair.
Did you not?
No, I never saw a tractor, no.
Oh, it is tractor
probably
country,
the only thing we didn't see.
Yeah, well, it's not a million miles away from where I used to live down near Exeter, so I know the area, but it's lovely. There's a bit of sun coming through the kind of slightly murky sky, isn't there?
And there is indeed.
It's right onto your day. Right onto your head, actually. It's nice.
Bit of a tan as well.
There we go. A little bit of an October tan. Look, it is. Barnstable are struggling at the moment, aren't they? You can't put it any other way. They haven't won a game in the league season. Turbulent time in the back room here at the club, and it's not easy. Every club goes through it, and Tottenham have been there in the past. What will be the expectations from them today, playing against the team at the top?
I think similar to last week, they came in and did the best they could do. The keeper had a great game for them. A couple of the midfielders had a good game for them, and that's what they're going to do. They're a very young side. They are rebuilding. They appointed a new manager this week, or joint manager, and pretty much like any club that's struggling, they say we're going to go back to the basics and bring the youth through and everything else, and that's what they've got to do. They've just got to go back to basics. It's a very difficult area where there's very few players around. It's a very small catchment area. They've got the rugby club next door to them, which is big in Barnstable. And speaking to the committee here, the Barnstable people were saying that they struggled to compete with Cornwall sides.
It's true, and of course they've also got Biddeford not a million miles away, so there's a bit of a tussle for players as well.
Agreed, yes.
But of course, as you said, they've got the new goalkeeper that they brought in from Exeter City, Jack Arthur. He didn't play in their game in midweek as they were beaten by their local rivals, Taunton Town, 6-0. And look, it's never easy for players to come in to a club that are being whipping boys, are they?
No, it's not. But he didn't disgrace himself at all last week. He was fantastic. Very, very good. He saved, three or four certain goals, or seemingly certain goals. So, yeah, very good. Very good indeed.
We've got a Mr. Brett Williams who's just come over. Brett, if you have a second, I will be able to turn on this microphone and I will be able to get you to have a little chat with us. Are you all right with that? Yeah. So there you go, Brett. Brett, looking forward to this one? Yeah, 6-0. 6-0. You're getting quite old though now. Yeah, this is your perfect environment, isn't it? Like an opportunity to score goals. And
a little bit small, but at the same time, we don't want to have that attitude where we are going to sort of beat the last time, but we've got to earn the right to beat the
Cool. Definitely. And well, good luck today if you do get on, and if not, rest up and we'll see you after the little break that we've got. Is it your birthday today?
It is indeed.
Tony, you kept that one quiet, didn't you?
Indeed.
You kept that very
quiet. It's
not
a significant one, though, at all.
Oh, we don't need to say it, do we? We don't need to say it live on air. That's fine. So Brett's just doing a few little stretches in front of us. We'll see you in a bit, Brett. But Tony, look, we were talking about Barnstable and the difficulty of them being at the bottom of the table and having turbulent times. And there are a number of results where they have conceded big numbers. And if we look at their last 10 games, they've lost 9 and drawn 1. And it's painful times, and nobody likes to see that.
They don't, and it's the beauty of it, they've got youth players playing. Young players want to play. They just want to keep playing football. So, yes, it will hurt them. It will be difficult for them, but they just want to play football. So in a lot of those games, if you analyse those games, if you look through those games, they've been in it for a good period of the time. And then it tends to be second half. They tend to lose, whether it's that they lose their shape, whether it's because they're playing young players. Yeah, they're not quite as experienced as old, you know, obviously older players, and they lose their shape and everything, and teams start steamrolling them. I think Larkhill, I think, scored 6 goals in the last 20 odd minutes. So when you look at a score of 9-0, it looks terrible, but if 6 of those goals are in the last 20 minutes,
very true. We will look a little bit more at the head-to-head of today's game, but we're about 4 minutes away from kickoff. The Barnstable side are just lining up now. And it looks like the Totten players are just coming out now, led by Harry Medway. So we'll give you a little rundown of the teams now. So Barnstable Town first. So Jack Arthur is in goal. Then they've got Washbrook, Edmondson, Radford is their captain, Jones, Spence, Joseph, Bamforth, Last, Hawkins and Mohammed. On the bench, they've got Dara, Hopcroft, Philsell, Tucker and Sanders. And then your AFC Totten side for today's game. There are 3 changes from the midweek win over rival Scholing, seeing Adi Olamiwa, Jack Hoey and Lewis Waterfield drop out of the team, and Callum Bourne, Shaq Gwengri and Jordan Ngalo joining into the starting 11. So your starting 11, we expect it to be a back 5 or back 3. So it'll be Lewis Noyce in goal. We expect it's going to be Callum Bourne, Harry Medway and Stefan Zuber as a back 3. Jordan Reggett will be on the left, we imagine. Sam Griffin on the right. Then we've got Jordan Ngalo, Freddie Reed in midfield with Ethan Taylor playing just further forward from him. And then Hisham Kasimu and Shaq Gwengri will be playing in more advanced roles. So yeah, the bench is Jack Hoey, Brett Williams, who we've just spoken to, Jack Masterton, Lewis Waterfield and Ben Jefford. Look, we've spoken many times on Stags Radio about the fact that there doesn't ever seem to be a weak AFC Totten lineup, but having that opportunity to rotate your players without much of a concern for weakening the side, that's such a luxury, isn't it, for Glenn?
It is. It is indeed, yes. And yeah, you look at the bench, and any one of them could come on and can start. It's a squad that the manager wanted to put together, and it is for this reason. Yes, we've got a bit of a break in the next 10 days, but then November is a huge month for us. We've got, I think, 5 or 6 really big games in November, and the squad will be needed for that game, for those games. And yeah, try and get as many people, as many minutes as possible now, ready for that November hard work, really.
Yeah, it looks like they're shaping up for maybe a minute silence. I haven't been informed of anything in advance of the game, so we will just have to wait and see what that's about. If I can find out at halftime, I'll let you know at the start of the second half. But while we're just waiting for kickoff and they're just doing the toss, just give us a very brief outline of what your role as a financial director of a football club involves.
Well, yeah, it's controlling the finances, making sure everyone's paid and everything's paid. We set budgets for everything, speak to the manager beforehand, before the season starts. Plenty of time, we spoke in February, March time this season, work out what he wanted from our squad. We had to then look and see if we could afford to do that.
Yeah.
and let him go and do his stuff.
So doing it well in advance in order to get prepared always. For the following season.
Always.
And especially with the situation with kind of COVID and stuff.
Agreed.
Really important.
Agreed,
so
yes.
We're now about to have a minute's silence. As we mentioned, we're not 100% sure what that's about. We will try and let you know as soon as possible. But look, whenever there's a minute's silence before a game that's observed in such a way like that, it's quite emotive, isn't it?
Fantastic. A minute's silence, obviously, the subject we don't know about at the moment. But minute's silence, I always find it much more appropriate than a minute's applause, I have to say. I do think the minute's silence really gets everyone going, makes everyone focus on whatever the minute's silence was for. And then the match starts, the atmosphere builds and then goes from there.
Yeah, not a massive turnout here at Barnstable, not quite what we've expected at other games, but of course they are somewhat away from other local rivals. So here we go. The referee today, Callum Waller, is just having a little last count up, just checking his watches, and then we will be underway in a proper old-fashioned non-league ground. And we are underway here, and Barnstable with the kickoff. Wearing their red shirts and black shorts and black socks, shooting from left to right in this first half as we look at it. Shaq getting straight involved. And Barnstable get a throw in here in this right-back position. And, of course, Totten wearing their all-blue kit, as perfectly modelled by Harry Medway, who's only about 5 metres in front of us. We're right down by the touchline here in their all-blue kit, their blue and white quartered shirts. And Zuba just giving his kids a little wave, who have travelled down. I think they're having a nice little weekend away down here.
Always a good idea. Always a good idea.
Make
Why
the
not?
Most of it. Harry Medway wins the header. And a few little tussles there. And Garlow does very well. Just heads over the out-training leg of number 7, who is Joseph for Barnstable. And it will be a free kick on halfway for Totten. Pacey first minute here. And it goes back to Noyce. Plays it across to Callum Bourne. Hasn't played a great number of minutes recently, but he'll be relishing the opportunity to be back involved, Tony.
Definitely. I think you called it right, Doug. I mean, I was a little bit... I thought it was going to be a 4-3-3 from Glenn, but you've called it right. It is definitely a back three with Jordan and Sam. With both playing as wing-backs. So, yeah, you called it well there.
I've got to be honest, I was in the eight-seater with the management team, so I did actually see the lineup in advance. Jordan Roguette gets into a crossing position, but just tussled for the ball, and it will go out for a goal kick.
You kept that quiet. I was just going to praise your footballing knowledge.
I guessed it. I completely guessed it. No, so, yeah, I was travelling down with those boys, so I can't take any credit for that. But, yeah, no... We spoke to Brett earlier. I've seen that somebody couldn't hear that Brett's voice on the feed. We do apologise for that if you weren't able to hear the little chat we had with Brett Williams before kickoff. But the thing is, at his age, he's not that old. He's only 33. But at his age, he is going to start getting the odd niggles, which means he can't play in every game. As a little header on here from Hish. Shaq is through on goal. Can he finish it? It's a good save by Arthur, but it's gone over the top of him. And it is a goal. After just 2.5 minutes, Totten take the lead through Shaquille Gwengwe.
It's a good finish, to be fair. The keeper did ever so well to try to get a fingertip to it. But Shaq is much calmer in front of goal nowadays. He's had a good couple of spells elsewhere, and he's come into the club, and he's so calm in front of goal now, whereas before he would snatch at things. But I must admit, when he had it and he was through, I thought this is 1-0 definitely. But the keeper, you know, he only just crossed over the line eventually, didn't he?
Yeah, it was unlucky there from Arthur. But Gwengri has broken the deadlock here, and it didn't take long. And AFC Tottenham take the lead. So now it'll be really interesting to see how Barnstable can get into this game now. Whether they're able to keep the heads up enough that they can still compete.
From our perspective, it's now up to our guys to really hammer home the position. We were fortunate we scored early last week, but we didn't actually play what we consider our best football. We sort of trundled through the rest of the first half. We really got to force home the issue. It's not nice to beat sides convincingly, but you've got to do it at times.
Yeah, you have got to. As we just see Jordan Reggett running down this left wing right in front of us and just clipped a player as he came to tackle him. Arthur looking to distribute the ball early. Zuba with the header to the feet of Freddie Reid and out to the left back position with Medway there. He plays the ball forward, but Joseph wins the ball back here for Barnstable. And Barnstable have won a throw in a good position here.
Good response.
Yeah, they needed to. They needed to respond like that. So it will be Washbrook on this left-hand side, on this right-hand side, as we look at it. I think they've just swapped the football. Maybe it was maybe lacking a little bit of air. I'm not sure. Very strange. If you are keeping up to date with the Twitter commentary, it is our very own Tony Croft, who is doing the Twitter as well. So he's trying to do this multi-skilled day of media for Tottenham. And we appreciate everything that he's doing. Flicked header there from last. But it's able to be cleared by Zuba. And that is a player there for Barnstable climbing all over. But now Griffin wins the ball. He plays the ball through looking for Taylor, but doesn't make it there, and Barnstable are able to intercept that ball. But that's good work there from Reggett. Taylor not quite able to keep the ball in play though, and it will be a throw in to Barnstable.
And going back to just before the goal scored, you're talking about Brett, you know, he's got a slight hamstring knock or hamstring injury at the present moment. Benefit of having the good squad that Glenn's got together, that Brett can go on the bench. Yeah, as he said, he would love to be playing, but it's no good doing an even more damaging part to his hamstring and ruling him out of more fixtures.
Especially being the club's top scorer this season. You don't want to be losing that many goals.
He's a goal scorer. He's a goal scorer. At the end of the day, he's a goal scorer.
Exactly that.
He's been a goal scorer all his career and he'll remain a goal scorer. So you don't want to lose that type of player.
No, he's already scored 10 goals this season, including the 4 that he scored at Arlesford. That long ball from N'Golo looking for Reggett just gets a little thumbs up for it, but that was a test of the muscles in that left leg of Reggett. But he's a player in good physical condition and he's a very fit player, so you wouldn't expect him to be having any problems with that. Flicked header there from the player. Now Joseph's able to drive past Medway gets back on goal side. Joseph with the flick ball into the middle, and Bourne is having to clear it away, and it's cleared at the second attempt by Medway. Now, good physicality there from Taylor. And the ball over the top, and it was not the right ball. Both Gwengri and Kasimu were trying to break away from the defence. And I think Gwengri was probably the better ball. What do you reckon of that?
Agreed, yeah. I think Hish was offside, actually. So, but that Ethan, so strong. So strong when he gets next to a player, he bounces off them so nicely.
But he's not the biggest frame.
He's not.
But it's just about how he puts his body about, isn't it?
Agreed.
And that goal kick is huge. And it's gone out for a throw in to Tottenham down to our right-hand side. You can see a nice big fly over there. Don't know what road that is, but it's quite a nice view.
View. Yeah, if you wouldn't feel the building. Oh, no, that's not a building. I don't know if it is a building yard just next to it. But
there's a block of offices or something there. But that's good touch there forward. And Hish is able to give it to Freddie Reid, and it's a good sprayed ball across to Callum Bourne. Griffin plays the ball for the on-rushing Bourne, and he can't quite make it there, and it will be a throw-in on the far side to Barnstable. But it's the right idea. They're looking to play triangles.
It is. It is. And there is a definite slope on the pitch, isn't there?
Yeah.
We're sat on virtually on the halfway line. It's like it just sort of sort of like a little mound, isn't it, the pitch?
Yeah, where the media section is over on the far side in the stand. I did go and sit over there to see if I could see the whole pitch, and I couldn't from that position. So I chose this side instead, where we are, well, we can smell the grass from where we are. We are that close as the ball falls back into Lewis Noyce's hands, and he rolls it out calmly to Freddie Reed. Griffin looks for that ball over the top, but Kasimi wasn't quite making the run that Griffin intended.
It's been well shackled, Hish, at the moment.
Yeah.
They definitely learnt from last week. You'd hope they would do, but they've definitely learnt. They gave him far too much space last week.
Yeah, and he's going to be having to compete with what looks like a very deep central defensive midfielder, and, well, maybe it is the two centre-halves. But this player in front of us here that looks like he might be playing as a third centre-half.
Yeah, agreed.
Very young player. Gwengri gives it to N'Golo, and now there's a little bit of space looking for the ball over the top for Sam Griffin. If Sam Griffin can get to that, that's good. Ball across the box. Ball. Can Kasimu get there? It's just in front of him, but Kasimu's still chasing it. Tussling there with Washbrook, and he gets the ball, gives it back to Shaquille Gwengri. Oh, couldn't cut inside, but we've still got the ball here. Reed leaves it for N'Golo. Gwengri leaves it for N'Golo. N'Golo driving into the box, gets the shot away, and Arthur deals with that at the second attempt.
Classic Jordan N'Golo there, picking up the ball in the centre circle, spraying it out to Griffin on the right, and a decent chance again. Hiss just 2 yards off
yeah, pace. It was not far away at all. But that's the thing with N'Golo, he doesn't only do that dirty work in the defensive areas, but he's arriving late in order to try and get a shot on goal. He was just a bit weak on his weaker foot there. As the sun comes out through the clouds, and I think Kasimi would have been offside, and it has been given. It will be an offside decision there.
I told you I needed my sunglasses.
Yeah, you can use these, but these are prescription sunglasses, so I don't think you're going to want them. That's all right, you'll go behind that cloud in a minute. The long ball across the pitch goes straight out, and it will be a throw-in for Callum Bourne on the far side. I don't think it is Washbrook that I was calling for there. It's George Jones, who is the young-looking player at the back. But the thing is as they mentioned in their programme notes, that they're in a transitional period here, the club. And having such a young squad, it's going to benefit them in the future, isn't it?
You would hope so. You'd hope so. You've just got to be careful sometimes. I did say that young players will continue playing. They love playing football, and that's what they'll do. But too many bad defeats, and it does. It will hamper them.
Yeah.
But the new manager, the new manager is an old Barnstable boy as well. He knows what it's all about down here.
Yeah.
He's a goal scorer. I know he scored goals against Totten in the past when he played for Biddeford.
So, you're talking about Kevin Squire. Yeah. So they've got Kevin Darch and Kevin Squire. The two Kevs are their management team now. Kevin Squire just joining the team this week. And now the ball forward, and it is offside late there flag. Against Taylor. It was a very late flag, but I think he was just holding his run in order to stay in the position of where that was. But I think maybe Ethan was slightly offside there.
No doubt. He looked like he was just offside, but it was just it's the late flag, isn't it? It's
always a bit disconcerting, isn't it, when you see it that late?
Because you think as soon as he's gone and the flag hasn't been raised, you think, oh, we're in here. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's pulled back because the linesman decided to raise his flag. Correct decision, so we can't complain too much.
No, exactly. Sean McLeod joining us on the Podbean. Thanks for being with us, Sean. Come on, you Stags, he's saying. Yep, we are really hoping that the Stags can put in a really good performance today. And one goal up already. If you are just joining us on Stags Radio, thank you for being with us. Tottenham took the lead after 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, through Shaquille Gwengri. But Barnstable on the attack at the moment. And N'Golo has to use his physicality just to shepherd the ball out, and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, as I said, they've come back into the game nicely. Two, 3 minutes losing 1-0.
Yeah,
doesn't look like it, does it? It still looks like it's 0-0 to them. They're pushing forward, getting their tackles in, winning the ball. Not creating anything at the present moment, no. But it's like it's 0-0. You know, so it's good.
I think the word that we should use is that they've rallied after the goal,
rallied.
Haven't they?
That's a good point.
I think that's it's good to see. You don't want to see your team getting drubbed every week. And that long ball from Medway is into the channel. And the young Jones comes back, gives it to Arthur, but I think a little bit too much power
too
now.
Hard. Yeah,
yeah, Arthur's clearance is not gone far at all.
Didn't give him a chance to get it out of his feet at all. He's pinged back to him quite hard.
That's a long throw there by Reggett, and it's come off the toe of Jones, and it will be a corner ball to be taken from the left-hand side, and Freddie Reed is wandering over to take it, and we know how good the distribution can be for Freddie Reed.
Agreed, yes. Yeah. Him and Jack Marston are great corner kick takers for us.
Yeah, they really can distribute that ball well. So we've got Zuba up, we've got Medway up, and only Raggett and Bourne are left back. With Mohammed, who's stayed up. Reed with the corner, low, hard corner, and it's met by the first man, who I think was Bamforth. And that clearance lands on top of the corrugated iron roof that's above us.
Is that the old-fashioned commentator curse? He's a great, great corner kick taker, and then he can't get it past the first defender on the near post.
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't have noticed that, Tony. But
I think I'm as guilty as you.
Yeah, no, that was, that wasn't great. But look, it's his first of the day. He can, he's got time to rectify that. And if the next one's not very good, I'm going to have a word with him at half time.
I think so, definitely.
Bigged him up. So it will be Jordan Reggett on this left-hand side. Who's starting to become quite acclimatised to this left wing back role?
That's good. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's grown into games massively in the last few weeks, hasn't he? I mean, yeah, I think he first played the left wing back role at Oxford. First half he was pacey, didn't really put an end product in. Second half he put a lot of end product in, and Scholing on Tuesday.
Oh, he's spectacular.
Man of the match. I mean, two good goals, second one especially. But it wasn't that. It was just that he was a threat the whole time.
Yeah, his second goal was a superb finish as well, wasn't it?
Agreed, yeah.
Smashed it, in, as you heard the highlights just before we went live today. That second goal in off the post. And you see the clearance from Arthur, and he's got that defensive kind of mindset as well of letting that ball go over him. He knows that it's going out for a throw. They're never going to be able to win that ball.
Like Ethan, he's another young player who's got good body strength and knows how to use it.
Mm, yeah. Ball just in front of us. Gwengri looks to flick it. And that's a good work from Jones there. Plays the ball forward. And they've still got the ball here, Barnstable. And now it's Hawkins driving forward. Gives it to Joseph out on this right-hand side. Plays it back to Washbrook. Can he get the ball into the box? He can. That's a good cross. And there are players at the back there. And diving header, and they've scored.
It's a great finish.
Great header. The cross came over from Washbrook. And it was the left back, Lewis Edmondson, who was there to commit the diving header into the bottom corner. What a great goal.
Very good goal. Very good goal. They worked it really well. Right back had a bit of time to put his cross in. They did fill the box up, though. They weren't short on the box. The ball went all the way back to the back post. And yeah, it was a great diving header into the bottom right-hand corner. Fantastic goal. Very good.
And it shows that despite them being bottom of the table, they're trying to get some stability with their new caretaker management team. This is always a bit of a banana skin for any team, isn't it?
Agreed, yeah. As I said, we had to continue stamping our authority on the game. We were talking about, they've rallied well. Good word you use, rallied. And they've got themselves back in the game. Very nice. Very good goal.
Zuba now with more direct ball. Dealt with half by Spence, and it will be a corner ball to Totten from the far side here. And I think it will be taken by Ethan Taylor. Looks like it'll be an in-swinger from Taylor. It's played short to Kasimu. He's in the box. Can he get a shooting position? He can, and it comes off the defender, and it's out to N'Galo. Plays the ball out wide to Taylor. Cuts inside. Ball into the box. It's over the head of Gwengri. They deal with it half. And Griffin tries to take that shot, but it comes off the defender. And Joseph gets the ball away there, but Griffin... it's given against Griffin.
Don't understand that.
I think it was cleared from Joseph's toe, but referee seen something different to us, and it will be a Barnstable throw. But there we go. We saw it the other night that Totten were dangerous straight after they conceded. And they were straight on the attack after conceding that goal.
Yeah, agreed. I don't think the keeper would have saved the Hish chance there. The defender got his body in the way just in front of the keeper, but the keeper had no chance. If it had gone past the defender, it would have been 2-1.
Raggett gives the ball to Gwengri. And Shaq gives the ball to Reed. Now looking for Taylor, but that final ball was just a little bit too far ahead of Taylor, who in the last couple of minutes has played a little bit wider rather than through that central role as we expected in that 10 role. But we know that Ethan Taylor can play in so many different positions, can't he?
He roams. He does roam. He does prefer his left foot, so he's he's angling that way to try and get onto his left foot.
And we can understand why he prefers his left foot, because
it is some of the goals. Yeah,
it's incredible. Yeah, if you haven't seen some of Ethan Taylor's goals, have a little look onto the AFC Tottenham TV YouTube channel, and you'll see some spectacular goals, even this season, from Ethan Taylor. Only young, only 20 years of age, but already showing that he could be one of the next big things at non-league level. And given away wastefully here by Medway, Joseph gets that ball, and they're having to clear it out off Bourne, and I think he might be able to clear it for a throw-in. He clears it very well, and actually it's straight to the feet of Ethan Taylor.
Brought down straight away on his feet, on his left foot. Fantastic.
And we've said it so many times that the first touch that Ethan Taylor has, and Kasimu just fouls the defender there. I think it was Spence on the far side there.
That was six of one, half dozen the other, but I think because Spence went down, referee gave it their way.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit too physical there, Kasimu, but I think he was eager to get that ball after the superb touch from Ethan Taylor. I think you're right. You did need the sunnies, didn't you? I think you're right.
It's not. There's no cloud there, Doug. I don't know. The cloud, yeah, but the cloud's in Biddeford. It's 20 miles away.
Big header there from Zuba. You can see a spray of breath as he clears that ball with his head. Washbrook out on the right-hand side puts that same cross in from which they scored. And Callum Bourne has to head it clear. And now Griffin does very well to use his composure to turn inside and give the ball to Taylor. Reed thought about giving it to Ringalo in the middle of the park, but gives it to Taylor instead. But Gwengwe's onside. Gwengwe is through on goal here. Can he finish it? He scores!
Once again, just shows how good he is now when he gets in front of the goalkeeper. When he gets one-on-one, He is clinical now.
Spectacular finish there from Shaquil Gwengwe to give Tottenham the 2-1 lead and redeem themselves after conceding that goal. It looks like his shin pad's flown out of his socks as he's run through there, but he wasn't the slightest bit put off as he lashed it into the back of the goal.
Yeah, I think they're appealing for the offside. Hish looked offside, but Shaq came through from a little bit deeper position. And Hish stopped. Shaq continued running. Good finish.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Is that if there are two attacking players playing next to each other, which we haven't seen a great deal of from Tottenham because we're so accustomed to the three up front, that then it makes you think differently, doesn't it? As a defender, you have to be looking at both of them.
Exactly. And having two pacey attackers, it must be a nightmare for defenders.
So, Tottenham regain their lead. It's 2-1 here in Barnstable. And that's flicked off the head of Raguette, and it will be a throw-in to Barnstable. But we know that Barnstable can score, so Tottenham cannot afford to switch off here.
Definitely. That's going to just dish out for a throw-in. That's good.
I think they're just looking for a few donations here. I think it might
50-50.
Be 50-50. It might be the 50-50, which is a great thing for clubs at this level, isn't it?
It's a great thing, apart from whenever I play it, it's 99-1. There's a 99% chance I'm not going to win it.
So just for those that are listening that might not know what the 50-50 is, how does it work for the clubs?
The 50% of whatever's collected stays at the club, and then 50% is given out in prizes, and different clubs do it different ways. They give a 75% of the 50 as a prize, and 25% of the second.
Nice. There's a hefty challenge.
That's
there. A couple of fouls there. One on Raguette from Hawkins, who dived in. But the second one is the one that's been given, and it's much closer to the Barnstable goal. It's out on this left-hand side. And it looks like Freddie Reed's collecting the ball. They were struggling, weren't they, to bring Raguette down. And that's what happens when he's running at defences.
Pace and strength, just very difficult to deal with. And in the end, you've got to bring him down the way they did it. It was actually a rugby tackle, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, pretty
akin to
one challenge.
Just across the road from us.
Yeah. So it will be an opportunity here from an attacking position.
See if Freddie can get this one, give you some respite.
I wasn't going to say anything about his distribution for this one.
Okay.
So Freddie Reed, probably about 8 yards in from this left-hand side. Freddie Reed with the cross. It looks like it's a cross-come shot. Arthur is able to deal with it after parrying it out, and he's able to distribute the ball early, high into the sky, but only Callum Bourne there. And that's a good hooked clearance there. Header high from the captain, Radford, for Barnstable. A little bit of head tennis there, and it's gone out of play, and it will be a throw-in to Totten.
Much better free kick from Freddie. Keeper did well to keep it out. It was going top corner. I don't know if Freddie meant that, but...
Well, it would have gone top corner if you hadn't mentioned his distribution before before he took it. And Gwengwe's doing brilliantly here. Taking on Spence, sorry. Cross comes in from Bourne. It's over everyone. And the flicked header will mean that Ethan Taylor will just watch it out, knowing that there's at least a throw-in that they will get. Reggett's over here on this left-hand side to take it. No, he's got a long throw here. Gives it to Reed. Reed looks for Taylor, but Taylor's nowhere to be seen.
And this is better from us. We've scored, we've gotten back in the lead, and we've kept on the front foot, not letting them settle at all, not letting them have the ball, and we're attacking well.
And there is a foul there on the attacking Bourne from centre-half, but he's got that wing-back pedigree.
He's definitely got ability to do it. He's got a good cross of the ball. People who've seen our games at home would have seen that. He's been responsible for two or three of our goals at home with some of his great crossing.
So as the assistant referee on this near side just stands right in front of us.
I can see it. I can see it. Ethan's got the ball.
Yeah,
it's on his left foot, so you know it's going to be good.
Puts the cross into the box. And Zuba's there. And he's scored. Stefan Zuba has tucked it away into the bottom corner like a poaching attacker that he definitely most certainly isn't. But what a great finish there by Stefan Zuba. And he has a look over to his family. He's mobbed by the Totten players. And, Stefan Zuba has scored. That's the headline.
Here he comes. Come see the family. That's good, for you.
Good work, Stefan. Just in front of us here. Good work. He's still celebrating.
He's doing his little dance for his kids. Fantastic.
And there's nothing that they will like more than seeing their dad score from, it was only a few yards out, but he
still... All about delivery. All about delivery.
Yeah, he still had to tuck it away, though, definitely, on the first time there. So, as you mentioned, it wasn't commentator's curse that time. We knew that Ethan was going to be able to bring a good ball into the box there. But to put it on a plate there for Stefan Zuba to give Totten a two-goal lead. It's Barnstable Town 1, AFC Totten 3.
It was a fantastic delivery by Ethan. Hish got his head, tried to get his head to it, but he took two defenders with him and let the ball went right across the goal to Zubes to put it in with his on a volley. It was on a volley. The ball was in the air and he hit it, so it's got to be a volley. But we're not going to call it anything like...
I know, it was a poacher's finish.
We'll leave it.
Yeah, there. Yeah, that was... tell you what, Brett Williams will be looking on at that, thinking, oh, I could do that. But we can see on the far side the dugouts. Very low roofs on the dugout, so they are quite hunched in there. They may not have seen the goal, if I'm honest, but they might just have been able to see Zuba tuck that ball away. And now it'll be interesting to see how Totten play from now on, whether they'll press on.
Keep pressing.
Yeah, they're going to want to score a bucket load today, aren't they?
We've just got to keep doing it. We've got to keep going. Create the chances, like we just did. As I said, we were just saying. After the first goal, we saw, didn't sit back, but Barnstable grew into the game, and they got their equaliser. When we scored our second, we pushed on, and we got a third goal. It's not rocket science.
No,
just keep
exactly.
pushing on.
Just over 18 minutes left of this first half here, live on Stags Radio. If you are just joining us, thank you for being with us. Make sure you share and like the link so we can get as many of the Totten fans listening as possible. Long ball played forward. Zuba wins the header, but the second header is won there by Hawkins. Straight through to Noyce, and Noyce straight away looking to distribute, looking for Kasimu. It's over his head, but Griffin's chasing it down. And Radford doing a step over there and having to clear it out. And it's about, I think it's been given as a corner. So he wasn't able to do anything with that step over.
All about Griffin there, just chasing him down. Didn't really have much chance. Griffin never had much chance to get the ball. But kept the defender honest. And they had to give a corner away.
It's played short there to Gwengwe. Taylor trying to get into a shooting position. Here. And there's a foul there, surely. And the referee's not given anything. And it's cleared long. All the way to Jordan Reggett. And then it's to Noyce and gives it to Jordan Reggett. Now Reggett can drive forward, cuts back, gives it to Reed. I'm very surprised that nothing was given there.
I was surprised, yes. Yeah, I think Ethan will be asking him a question there.
Dave Wood has commented on the Podbean, which remember, if you do sign up for a free account, then you can comment and get in touch with the show and we'll try and respond to every message possible. Dave Wood said, well done, Tottenham. Keep it going. Thanks for the commentary, guys. We really appreciate every comment like that. Ball played forward for Barnstable. Out on this right-hand side with Neil Last. He's met by Zuba. Zuba's got his hands all over him. Just got to be careful here. Right down in the bottom corner. I think Last is just trying to win something. And it is given to Totten, and it will be a throw-in no more than a yard from the corner flag. Zuba's done well there, just to stand his ground.
Yeah, just stand his ground. The guy had his back to him, had a back to goal. If you back off too much, you just turn around. Just keep him there. Wasn't going to go anywhere. Trying to get a corner, couldn't get one. We've got the throw-in.
Raguette.
Experienced defending, I think that's what you call
that
it.
Is, and he's got plenty of that. Man of his age. Little push there from Freddie Reed. On Hawkins, but they've won the ball, and Griffin has played in Kasimu. Only got Shaquille Gwengwe in the box, but he's surrounded by players. Oh, Kasimu does brilliantly. Takes it past another player. Can he get a shot away? He can. He scores.
That's a great goal.
What a great goal. Kasimu was nowhere. He was out on the right-hand side. A few little touches to take it past players, and Totten take a 4-1 lead. It's Barnstable Town 1, AFC Totten 4 now.
Great goal. Quick feet, using both his feet. Quick, putting past the defenders, and then a clinical finish. Keeper had zero chance there. No, I won't. I think the keeper did well to get out of the way of the shot, to be honest.
Yeah, would have taken his head off with the power that had.
The goalkeeper player used to play at Biddeford. This is his second game. Barnstable keeper's got the Biddeford.
So we're just hearing from one of the locals that Barnstable's goalkeeper used to play for Biddeford, and the Biddeford goalkeeper is now playing for Barnstable. So they've done a little switcheroo there. But the thing is that he's on the receiving end of four goals that he's conceded now. But now there's a chance there for Barnstable, and they drive the ball just wide. Mohammed there. That was a little bit dangerous, a little bit of a let-off there.
Yeah, didn't see because I was updating the Twitter, so apologies. But I saw the shot, but I think he could have laid it off to the left midfielder.
Yeah, I think
he would have had it one-on-one.
Yeah, but I think when you get into that position, when you've been conceding so many goals, I think everyone wants to get a shot on target. But that was just wide, not far wide, and it did have Lewis Noyce scrambling. Clearance gets to Gwengwe. Who gives it to Reed? And that is a misplaced pass, and it will be a throw into Barnstable. Hard to see these lines in some places with the sun in our eyes. At least I've got my sunglasses on.
The Biddeford cloud's getting closer, don't worry.
Yeah, it's getting there, isn't it? Mohammed really getting into the game now, taking it past Ngalo. Gives it to the goal scorer, Edmondson. Flicked ball over the top. Callum Bourne does very well. Not the tallest player in defence there, but he does well to win that header. Taylor gives it out to Kasimu. Now on this left-hand side, got Freddie Reed running in front of him. Little touch back to Kasimu. Can Kasimu get into the box? He can. Ball comes across and it's just cleared out, and it will be a throw into Totten.
We were talking earlier about how difficult it is for defenders to go against two pacey attackers, especially when Shaq and Hish just keep swapping sides constantly. So the defenders don't know who they're up against half the time.
No, and that does make it very difficult. Like, as you said, their pace and their power is one thing, but the interchangeable nature of the attacking players that Totten have at their disposal, and I think that's one of the advantages, is it's that professionalism that you see in the Premier League, don't you? The front three or front two of teams switching around, trying to go up against different players and just have a different battle.
Yeah. We've got four totally different strikers. You know, if you include Penry, who's getting match fitter, Porchester, a poacher, goal poacher, Brett, who will score from anywhere, and Hish with his pace, and Shaq again coming in from the other side, from the right hand side with his pace, unbelievable. Four totally different strikers.
Yeah, and that is a real benefit that you've got when you're playing against a lot of different teams that play in very different ways in this Southern League Division 1 South. That and also the cup competitions, of course. But having that opportunity to play different ways with the personnel that you have at your disposal is such a luxury.
Like it is. And at the end of the day, it's Glenn's squad. Glenn wanted it. This is what he wanted. This is the squad he wanted. He's got it. We've managed to be able to facilitate that, and he's paying rewards at the moment.
And he's picked up a number of players that he has managed before, or that he's played against before.
Yeah, so that'd be a yellow card one, I think.
Yeah, Gwengri just makes an unnecessary foul on Mushbrook there, and the referee's going to have a little chat with him. I don't think he will caution him, just based on the body language of the referees. Calling over Medway as well, I think he just wants to have a chat with Shaq and H, just to make sure that Shaq's staying calm and not doing anything silly.
No need to, was they? You could argue he got fouled, but it was a 50-50. He wasn't happy with the decision and got up and was very rash in his challenge. I think the referee's done well to keep his cards in the book there. Very sensible refereeing. Can't often say that.
Joseph with the ball forward and the flicked header from Radford goes straight out for a goal kick. And Noyce straight away looking to distribute. Ball over. That's huge boot there from Lewis Noyce. And it's all the way through to the hands of Arthur in the Barnstable goal.
And that sun got in Hish's eyes, and he didn't see the ball coming over, I don't think.
No.
I think if he had noticed it straight away, he would have been in.
All right, we know you don't have your sunglasses. I kid. If you are just joining us here on Stags Radio, Barnstable 1, AFC Tottenham 4, with just over 10 minutes to go in this first half. And Glenn will be pleased.
Very pleased. You'd have been a bit disappointed with the response after the first goal. But definitely pleased. We've been very clinical up front.
But the thing is Barnstable have had quite a few games where they have scored the odd goal.
Yep.
But maybe that's they didn't have as many earlier in the season. There were more donuts, as they're called, zeros to their name earlier in the season. But the thing is, maybe that's just the early signs of just starting to rectify the situation.
Agreed. And as we said, it was a very good goal.
Let's not
put two bones about it. It was a very good goal. Very good goal.
Yeah, we mentioned the header was great, but Washbrook's cross in was of the top quality.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's goal kick here for Arthur. It's over the top of N'Golo, and Callum Bourne wins that header.
So
strong. N'Golo uses that physicality. And now ball forward from Griffin to Kasimi. Just a heavy touch there, and Mohamed's able to nick it away from him. Another ball forward looking for Joseph, and Noyce very quick off the mark there. Sees the danger, alert to the danger, and comes out and clears it.
Read that very well, Noyce there.
He's good. He's a very, very good quality goalkeeper. But that's one of his great traits, is that he's got that pace as well.
Yeah, agreed. And he does read the game really well. He can read the game so well. And they were definitely in there. If Noyce had been a couple of seconds later than that, they were in.
He's a frustrated forward, isn't he? Noyce?
Apparently he does score lots of goals in training, so I'm told.
Maybe in a friendly we'll see him. I'll go in the sticks, and he can show what he's made of up front with Shaq and Hish.
I think if you're going in the sticks, I'll put my boots back on.
That's one thing we were talking about on the way up. If you do want to see a staff versus players game at the end of the season for charity, then do get in touch with Stags Radio or the club. Any opportunity for me to get my boots back on. Sitting here with a mic attached to me mouth I'm just a frustrated forward myself. Jordan Rigetts turns back, gives the ball to N'Golo with loads of space here in centre of midfield, and just looking for Shaquille Gwengri, but the ball, they weren't on the same wavelength there.
Definitely not on the same wavelength there, no.
But
that's a great
N'Golo wins the ball back now. Reed gives it out to Shaq on this left-hand side, cuts back. Can he get a shot away? He can!
Oh,
he scores!
That's a good throw, okay. I keep saying it's a good goal, but it's a good goal.
Yet another brilliant finish from a Tottenham player. And Shaquille Gwengri finishes off his hat-trick, curling it round Arthur with pace. And Arthur had no chance. The minute he cut inside there, it was only going to be one result. And it's Barnstable Town 1, AFC Tottenham 5 now. And still got another 8 minutes to go of this first half.
As soon as he got it, we were saying, take him on, take him on, take him on. And he did. He took on the defender, made enough room for himself to get the shot off, and then curled into the corner. Great goal. Keeper, no chance. No chance at all. And to be fair, the keeper's had no chance of any of the goals.
No, and that is the problem, isn't it? A player like Jack Arthur, who's come from Exeter City's academy setup or the development setup, is going to find it hard because he hasn't got the defence in front of him here that he would within a development side.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. But they've changed their defence, changed the shape of the defence this week, and it's, and Hish isn't getting as much room as he had in our game last week. But Shaq is getting all this space now, and Hish is dropping, as he has done there, dropping deeper to pick up the ball, and Shaq is having the freedom of the basketball box.
Big challenge there by Spence in the centre of midfield, but Tottenham win the ball back. It's with Griffin on the right hand side, gives it to N'Golo, just a bit of a bobbling ball, just testing the first touch there of Jordan N'Golo, but exemplary as always. Medway inside to Zuba and across to Bourne. They're just looking to pick any pocket they possibly can now, Tottenham. Ball with N'Golo. He's got Shaq in front of him. He cuts inside, gives it to Taylor. Turns. Can Taylor get the shot away on his right foot? Not something we say very often. And it's blocked, and Barnstable can come away with it with Joseph. No, he's got pace to burn against Jordan Reggett here. And Medway does very well there to win the ball, but it does go out for a throw-in.
And this is where it'll get difficult, excuse me, for the basketball players. 5-1 down, 35 minutes in, having had the run of results they've had, it will now get difficult for them. Because since they scored, they haven't really had much of the ball at all.
We are just hearing that there might have been a little bit of a cut in audio, which we do apologise if that is the case. If you are just joining us here on Stags Radio, thank you for being with us. We appreciate every listener that joins us on these games, especially the long away games. And if you are just joining us, it is Barnstable Town 1, AFC Tottenham 5, with 5 minutes to go of normal time in this first half. And Bourne clears the ball out, and it will be a throw in an attacking position on the far side for Barnstable.
I did my best bit during that break.
I know. Well, that's probably why it cut out. I was surprised. No. We like the co-commentary from Ray Byrne. I think they're talking about your sunglasses.
Sunglasses, yeah.
Chris Marshall enjoying the commentary. Thanks, chaps. Real goal fest. Pacey lineup today for sure. Yeah, there's pace all over this team.
Is she talking about the Pacey lineup in on the radio?
The commentary box, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it say Pacey or Racy? I'm not sure. and that's a half volley there from Joseph, and it didn't test Noyce, but he did have to be alert to it. Harry Medway gets that ball from the early distribution. Ben Ra just asking for us to describe the fifth goal. Do your best description of that fifth goal there.
Yeah, so the ball ball came into Shaq, just outside the penalty area. On the left-hand side, he stood up against the defender, used his pace to just get himself a yard of room to the right, and then curled it into the middle of the goal.
Perfect. That was good. Yeah,
probably on Tottenham TV is totally different to that. Yeah, but that's how I saw it. Anyway,
it was curled round Arthur, into the far side of the goal from where Shaq was. As that ball goes high into the Devon sky, and it's dealt with just in front of us by Reggett. Oh, you're going to like this comment. Sean McLeod. This is brilliant, Doug. Loving the commentary and quality co-commentary from Tony.
He's very kind, Sean. Very kind.
How much are you paying him to say that? that's a comment that we better just say, just for the lawyers, nothing. He's not getting paid anything. Yeah. So, Reggett gets the ball from Reed. Now looking more direct. And Ethan Taylor's over there. He's chasing it down. Can he get to it? Another player with pace there. Looks to roll the ball past the captain, Radford, but doesn't keep hold of the ball. But the ball does spring off to Bourne. And Bourne's pacing down that wing now. And it is important to mention, we'll talk about this on the way, that Callum Bourne has had a torrid time in the last couple of years. He's barely played any football before this season because of those knee injuries.
Yes.
Two ACL reconstructions, I believe, which that's always going to be difficult for a player to come back from, but he's done brilliantly.
He has, yes. Yeah, agreed. And he's growing, he's getting better and better and better, because having 2 years off, it's all well and good having match fitness, but he's got to get used to playing football again. And he's starting to do that now. And he's running up and down that line constantly, and he's now got him some rewards for it.
even as a centre half today, he's playing as that third centre half with Zuba and Medway, who we're so accustomed to seeing. Medway just plays the ball back to Noyce and gives it to Reed. Yeah, he's playing in that deeper role, and it may be slightly uncomfortable role for him. But he doesn't. You would never know. As the ball played through from N'Golo, and now it's Ethan Taylor. Can he give the ball across? Oh. And it's just over the head of Shaq Gwengwe, and he's not going to be able to reach that. And it will be a goal kick, I believe. No, it looks like it might be. Yes, it's going to be a goal kick.
That's great play. Great play. Freddie Reed comes in, comes deep, takes the ball off Harry at the mid in the defence, sprays it into Griff, who then did a lovely ball down the line for Ethan Taylor to get onto, you know, from defence to attack within, 5 seconds. And, you know, a slightly better ball from Ethan, being really hypercritical. And Shaq would have got his fourth goal. But that is hypercritical.
That was, yeah. I was just going to give you a second just to rectify how mean that was. Reggett's driving forward now. He's going to want to get on the act after scoring two against Scholing. He's driving forward unselfishly, gives it to Kasimu. Kasimu cuts back. Can he shoot? Oh, he does.
Have a great finish.
And he's put it into the top left-hand corner with aplomb. That is a spectacular finish there. That is audacious from Hisham Kasimu. And they make it 6-1 with just 1 minute to go of the first half. Yes, if you are just joining us, it is Barnstable Town 1, AFC Totten 6 now.
Well, I don't know how to describe that goal. Similar to the others. Reggetts with a great run, real direct run across the box. I thought he had an ample opportunity to have a shot there, Reggetts, but he, unselfish as he said, laid it off to Hish. And a great finish by Hish into the far left corner. Dear me, Shaka's on fire.
Look, I've got to be honest. Hisham Kasimu, you'll see this on AFC Totten TV when the highlights are released at some point in the future. You will see this goal, and the camera will be right behind it. This is going to be a spectacular angle. As the ball's played through to Kasimu again, and they're able to deal with it and get the ball out of harm's way. But that... he has absolutely no right to be going for the top corner from there.
No, definitely not. And it was just, it was like, not nonchalant, that's not quite the right word, but it was like, I can do this. It's easy. I'll just put this here. And it goes in. Fantastic.
Yeah, almost a bit of arrogance.
Arrogance,
that ball,
better word, yes.
A ball is given away there by Medway, but they win it back with help from N'Golo as Joseph was trying to drive through. Raguette gives it inside to Shaquille Gwengwe, just trying to get back into the game a little bit now. He's
been quiet for 5 minutes.
He has. And I'm just seeing this could be an early change, potentially. Jack Hoey is stripped and ready to come on.
I'm just seeing him as an injury. I can't see anyone who's hobbling.
No, nor can I. Maybe Callum Bourne slightly, but they're still on the attack here. Griffin loses the ball, though, to Barnstable. That is the end of normal time. So it's only just the additional extras for any stoppages that the referee deems necessary. So I will be surprised if he's... And that is half-time there. So presumably he was just stripped and ready to walk down the tunnel. But he is receiving some sort of command from James Woods, which we presume means that he'll be coming on at half-time. But at half-time here in the Devon sunshine, it's Barnstable Town 1, AFC Totten 5? 6?
6.
6. Oh, let's do that again. Let's do that again, because how awful is that? I lost count. I'm going to have to get my abacus out at half-time. So at half-time here, in the Devonian sun, it's Barnstable Town 1, AFC Totten 6.
So I was on Twitter for the Cinderford game when we won 8-1, and I'm on Twitter for the Barnstable game and we're 6-1 up at half-time.
Yeah, how are your thumbs?
I need some more practice.
You might have to get Andrew Hanley to have a little look at them.
Yeah, definitely.
A little bit of a thumb massage. Look. There's not much that we can say at halftime. Look, they're 6-1 up. To say that they're on top is a real understatement, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. And from our perspective, you know, apart from, say, 10 minutes after the first goal, we have been real clinical. We have really put them to the sword. You know, just getting on with the game and doing what we do best, which is getting forward quickly, scoring goals. And that's what we've done. And you do worry what the scoreline could be if we continue in that vein.
But there's that thing of, look, scoring goals is great, but you can score tap-ins, and then you can score real goals of real quality.
That's exactly right, and they have been unbelievable. It's been difficult because we're trying to describe the goals, but they're all very similar in that they are unbelievably good goals.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't like to pick the best one yet. And then the highlights package is going to be
yes, it's going to be 15 minutes long.
DVD.
Oh, the financial director always thinking about a money making exercise there. But no, I think that's the thing, isn't it? Apart from, I'm going to say the words in comparison, scrambled effort by Stefan Zuber.
Yeah.
And there was that scrambled goal, own goal against Mangotsfield. The rest of the goals that Tottenham have been scoring recently have been of such a high standard.
Yeah, when people like Jack Hoey and Brett Williams get the ball and they take aim, top corner, it goes in regularly, doesn't it? You know, and today Hish and Shaq have been absolutely massively clinical. The keeper's had no chance, and I'm saying no chance. He's had no chance.
He's literally had no chance, and that's the thing is that you talk about those players, Jack Hoey, who's just he is stripped and ready to go. He's just having a little warm up on his own on the pitch, just trying to get his head focused, ready to get involved with this game. We will try and let you know as soon as we find out who will be making way for Jack Hoey. But having Hoey and Williams on the bench, that you have to be playing really good football in order to keep them out of the side.
Big pressure. Pressure on everyone in there to keep tea going. Brett would love it out there now. Mm. Love it out there. Jack will come in on a different role. It may be Ethan, just looking at the look at them go off. Ethan seemed to be hobbling.
Yeah, and he took his, I saw him take his shin pads off.
Yeah,
so
it looked like it might be Ethan. I didn't see what happened, how he injured himself, if it is Ethan. But it did look like it was him that was struggling when he was coming off. So
yeah.
But we'll update you at the end of the beginning of the second half.
So we are going to get ourselves a quick breather, stretch our legs, and we will be back very shortly. Tony needs to go and get his
prawn sandwich.
Oh, you're having a prawn sandwich? I was going to say Bovril, but we will be back very shortly. So if you go back onto the live room, if you can't find it, you'll find it on the AFC Tottenham Twitter. You'll find a link to it on Podbean. You'll be able to get the second link, which will be live in probably about 5 minutes. I'll get the music going live, and then we'll be back for live coverage of the second half here. It is Barnstaple Town 1, AFC Tottenham 6.